The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, entertainment journalist and David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast with recommendations of what to watch. Apple TV Plus, The Lost Bus. What is this, David?
Oh, meep. Yes, absolutely. So,
sorry, what was that? That was the Roadrunner. That was not a bus. Sorry, so, that was Roadrunner.
To some people, it was a school bus. It depends on where your age, I suppose. Paul Greengrass, who gave us United 93 and The Bourne Ultimatum, directs this one, based on a true story about the Northern California's deadly fires in 2018. So you have Matthew McConaughey stars as Kevin McKay, a school bus driver who teams up with America Ferrera, who's a teacher, as they're trying to get 22 kids who are kind of left behind at the school as things get a bit worse than they were expecting. And it all kicks off. Now, it's Paul Greengrass, so shaky cam alert. If you've got motion sickness again, here we go.
Okay.
But I absolutely was all in. Stress factor 50 ahoy. It was just so intense. It actually reminded me of Backdraft. You remember in Backdraft where the fire was also almost like an actor?
Yeah.
And you know, the fire was the third actor in the movie and you were like going, and it would show you the fire, kind of the embers moving and then just blowing stuff up. That's what's happening here. And then also when they're on the bus, there's a lot of speed going on without, obviously, the hot people, whatever. So white knuckle ride, all the stress, fire. They are both brilliant. He's kind of a really interesting individual. And obviously, America Ferrera is amazing as a teacher because she's trying to be a teacher to the kids and she's both controlling him as the bus driver who's just saying, we need to do this now. She's like, now, children, walk slowly. And of course, she's trying to distract the kids from the fact the place is burning to the ground. And he's just like, get on the bus. And she's like, hey, but now walk along. And it's brilliant how she's trying to control him and the kids. And highly recommend it. It is 2 hours long. I know everybody goes, meh. But just have loads of water or whatever, because you're going to be heated throughout. And love it.
All right, okay.
Is his son in this?
And his ma, yeah.
Yeah.
Who? Paul Greengrass.
No, Matthew McConaughey. So it's a family affair, all on the bus.
But his mum, who he wasn't talking to for 8 years, is now appearing in films with him.
Right. This is his mother who divorced and remarried his father twice, I think. Did you read his book, Green Lights?
No. Oh, is it worth the read?
Actually, it is really worth the read.
Okay.
Someone recommended it to me. They said, yeah, you have to listen to it. Listen to the audiobook.
All right.
I was a bit, I don't know, am I going to, like, a Matthew McConaughey's autobiography would not be on my usual list. It was brilliant. It's okay. Really good, yeah.
I'll add that to my audiobook.
Anyway, that's a book recommendation
and a movie recommendation.
The Lost Bus, Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, Chad Powers. Serena, explain all.
This is so much fun. This is Glenn Powell. He's co-created this and it's about a footballer who blew up his life on the football field one day. He made a mistake and he's now trying to get his life back. Like, he used to be at the top of his game and now he's fallen out with his dad. He has no real relationships. He sees that there's a college who is doing their football recruitment. He decides he's going to go there, but he's not going as Russell. He's going as Chad Powers.
How does he do that?
Well, what's the word? He doesn't audition.
No, he
tries out.
Yes.
Is that what he does?
Look at you. Sports.
But do they not know who he is?
No. Oh, sorry. Yeah, he puts prosthetics because his dad is a famous movie prosthetic maker.
He misses Doubtfire, is it?
Right. Okay.
And there's literally, I like that. Yeah. Like, he's driving past the studio to go to his dad and he sees a Mrs. Doubtfire poster and he's like, I know what I'm going to do.
Because he's supposed to be delivering prosthetics to Michael Bay's new movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
A lot of movie references.
Yeah, okay.
It's very funny.
And it's just, do you know what? It's just fun. It's 30 minutes long. Is it eight?
Six episodes,
30 minutes long. And it is fun. Glenn Powell's having fun in this.
My God.
Steve Zahn, it's good to see him back.
His mate Danny, who plays the mascot, Frankie Rodriguez, who's there to kind of tell Russ Holiday, who is basically, if you know Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai and Karate Kid, he's just absolutely no filter. But then he turns into basically Forrest Gump, is his Chad Powers character. And Danny's there to go, if you keep telling lies, you're going to trip over. Stop telling ridiculous lies. And of course, he can't stop himself. And it is so funny. I have it down as Ted Lasso meets Mrs. Doubtfire. That's
what I was going to ask you, Serena, as a fan, is it Ted Lasso?
It's not as good as Ted Lasso, but it is. It's got that wholesomeness of Ted Lasso. Do you know what? I love any sport type movie or TV series. It's 6 episodes. It moves really quickly. My only thing is it sort of, now that you've seen the whole thing, it ends abruptly.
Yes.
And you're just going, is this because this is mid-season? Are they going to give us another season? What's going on? It just felt like, where's episode 7?
Oh, really? It'd be like Mrs. Doubtfire ending during the Heimlich manoeuvre scene. Just as the mask is falling off. Yeah, exactly.
He's not doing the running man. He's very busy. Like, Glenn probably went, I'm walking away. But no, they will get a season.
Do you think it will get a season 2?
Better.
Yeah, because it's sort of... But it is... Look, if you're looking for something fun, check that out.
Chad Powers is on Disney mm-hmm. Plus, The Smashing Machine. So David, this is The Rock's movie.
Yes.
Or sorry, Dwayne Johnson, as he's called when he's looking for an Oscar.
Excuse me.
And will he get the Oscar for this?
He'll get nominated. Okay. I don't think he'll get the Oscar, and I'll explain in a few minutes or in a minute. So basically, he's playing Mark Kerr, who is a mixed martial arts and UFC champion. And it's set during the years of 97 to 2000 when UFC was kind of growing. It hadn't got to the level where it's gone bananas, and it was huge in Japan, or big in Japan, as the song would say. And Emily Blunt stars as his girlfriend, and they have a very, shall we say, rocky relationship. It's like, oh my God, it's more stressful than a bus, this is. But anyway, so it's directed by Ben Safdie, who is obviously the Safdie brothers. But I feel like that when they direct alone together, it's a bit all over the place. Like, the Dwayne Johnson, not The Rock, is brilliant as Mark Kerr. He's poignant. He's a sad individual. This is not Rocky or Creed, though. This is more the wrestler, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, okay.
Very indie. And the violence in it is insane. The fights are brilliantly done. But it is a bit all over the gap. And I suppose the best way to describe it is it's a sad sports movie. Like, you're heavy of heart by the end of it. Now, it's beautiful.
How many tissues am I going to need?
I don't think you'll need tissues, but I just think it's...
Serena will need tissues.
Okay. There's a weight of sadness. So,
Kleenex ads make Serena cry. Oh, well, then, she needs tissues to watch tissue ads.
It's just a weight of sadness over the movie of... Because he's a kind of a gentle giant, but he has major issues for both health and...
I'm already crying just listening to it.
So, but is he going to... I think he will get nominated. I don't think he's going to win the Oscar. But then he's out pressing the flesh. He's already crying in public at 15-minute standing ovations. I think that moment has passed. I think there's going to be better performances that will usurp him, but he won't not go out and... It's The Rock we're talking about here, really. He's here to win an Oscar, but I think he'll just miss it. But very enjoyable. Is it a rave of a real... No, it's fine. If you like this type of movie, go see it, but it's not stunning as I was hoping it would be.
Hello.
All right.
2 hours plus.
Oh, right. In cinemas.
Yes.
From cinemas. Friday.
From Friday.
All right. Okay. The Smashing Machine. All of you, Serena, this is back on Apple TV Plus now. What is this?
This is not going to get an Oscar. This is Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso. So we've come full circle here.
Oh, very good.
He's starring alongside Imogen Poots. Apparently, there was a TV show that he co-created called Soulmates, which was all about Sarah Snooks and one of the Skarsgård brothers. And it was all about a scientific way to find your soulmate. This is what they've done again, but now it's a movie. He's got his college best mate. They've been best mates since then.
So sorry, he made a TV show that basically nobody heard about. It wasn't successful. Then, and they thought, you know what we should do? We should now make that into a movie.
Get Roy Kent in here. And we'll
exactly.
Be
right, okay.
So he stars alongside Imogen Poots. There's this test that you can do, and the test tells you who your soulmate will be. He doesn't do the test. She does the test. It follows their relationship, friendship over 12 years. It's a lovely tale. You get to see a softer side to Brett Goldstein that it does take a while to get used to because you're so used to seeing him as Roy Kent that this softer side of him...
Well, actually, the thing I saw him at...
Shrinking.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, that's what I think of him as now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, well, it's because what I've seen most recently.
Yeah, no, I still see really
sad drunk driver Roy.
Okay, so that's who he is. He's not the drunk driver in this, but that's who he is in this. Do you know what? It's pleasant. It's like you were saying about Smashing. It's pleasant enough. Is this going to come and go? Probably. What this does have going for it, it's 98 minutes long, or just over 90 minutes long. So if you're looking for like a romantic type of film that doesn't tie everything up neatly, this might be for you.
All of you, it is on Apple TV Plus. On Netflix then, David, is Monster.
Oh,
the
hello,
Ed Gein
darkness,
story.
My own friend. The Ed Gein story is, so this is the third installment in Ryan Murphy's Monster anthology. So we've had the Menendez brothers and we've had Jeffrey Dahmer. Both series that were absolutely butchered by the critics, but people have gone mad over them. I think this will be the biggest one yet. It's all about Ed Gein, who is a infamous murderer, grave robber in Wisconsin in the 1940s and 50s. And he actually has inspired a lot of Hollywood movies. So Psycho, that's all him. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And anybody remembers Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. That's
imagine having inspired all three of them. What a legacy.
I was going to get on the rabbit hole. There's probably about 10. I'll stick with three. But it's Charlie Hunnam, who I'm a big fan of, plays the man, the moment, the legend, I suppose. He basically makes furniture out of body parts and keepsakes, and also wears the skin of his victims every now and then.
You've lost me.
This is going to be
put the lotion on.
Absolutely. And his whole relationship with his mother, hence the psycho thing, is just like, oh no, no, no. This is going to, again, the critics are going to, this is going to get the worst reviews, I say, of them all. And I think this is going to be the best performing of them all. This is stunning. There's even an episode.
Is it any good though?
Yes, because it's Charlie Hunnam. It's good in the sense that if you like the other two,
you love this.
You're going to absolutely love it. If you've never liked any of them, what are you doing looking at this one? Because this is worse. But there's even an episode about the Hollywoodification of Ed Gein. So, but like, if you haven't watched the other two, don't go near this. But if you like the other two, you're going to lose your mind again, because it's all 8 episodes and it's so violent, so stylish, and
It's all up there now.
Tomorrow.
Watch the whole thing. Serena, there's your weekend sorted.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. You'd have the Kleenex ready for that one. David, the official release party of a showgirl. This confused me now. The entire sentence confused me.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Are we celebrating Kylie's 25 years of the Sydney Olympics performance? Because that was this week.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
Yeah, where she did her original showgirl performance, the closing ceremonies of the Sydney Olympics.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was this week. Are we celebrating that? Is that what you're going to go see?
Absolutely, yeah. It's actually nothing to do with Taylor Swift.
I don't remember that at all.
Do you not?
No, my memories of Sydney are the huge stiletto in the opening ceremony that went around the track. Cathy Freeman and Sonia O'Sullivan.
Do you know Sonia O'Sullivan? What did she say, Cathy Freeman?
Silver. She won silver.
Did she?
In Sydney.
They just, because it was the 25th anniversary, they had like massive sport events to celebrate.
And the torpedo as well.
Yeah. I was at the 1500 metre race.
No way, really?
It was incredible. Kieran Perkins was supposed to win that. And it was the only time I've been disappointed by an Australian winning a gold medal. Kieran came second. But sorry, the showgirl that is Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yeah, I see what you're doing there. You're trying to distract from the fact that Taylor is releasing an album tomorrow.
She's everywhere.
This is a 89 minute.
Yes, it is.
Let's call it a documentary / lyric video. And basically, so there's the exclusive of her new song, Fate of Ophelia. Then there's, don't laugh now, there's 41 minutes of lyric videos for her song.
What does that mean?
As in a lyric video, you watch on YouTube a lyric video with the words.
There's 41 minutes of this.
It's a listening party.
The whole album.
This is like the scroll at the start of Star Wars for 41 minutes.
Yeah, well, the words coming up and you can sing along. It's also like the making of, by the way. So the album was recorded in Sweden during the Eras tour here. So there's going to be behind the scenes of the album. Now, it's only for hardcore Swifties. It's not like the gig which everybody went to because they couldn't get tickets or stuff like that. This is 89 minutes. Obviously, I've booked Sunday night because I want to learn the words.
Yes.
So I can sing along to the lyric video.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Okay, so that's for the new album.
Yes, which drops tomorrow.
So you buy the album tomorrow and then you listen to it, learn all the lyrics, and then you go to the cinema and sing along.
With fellow Swifties and have a glass of rosé.
Don't you feel like she's just ripping off her fans at this stage? And sorry, I like Taylor Swift. This isn't but I just feel like, how much more money can we take from the fans?
Well, we have a Swiftie group, and out of the 10, only 2 are going to the movie. Because you're just like going, I'm not going to that crap. And I'm like going, well, I'll remember that next time to the gig.
Are you one? Are you two?
I'm huge. I've seen Swiftie.
You are one of the two in the 10.
Yeah. I've seen her about 8 times in concert. I think she's amazing.
And she is.
And this is the Pop Bangers album. Let's be very very important out there to put that out there. She's back to 1989 and Reputation vibes. So
yeah, you know, this all ends in Jonestown with Kool-Aid or something. This is crazy stuff. This is really
it's going to be amazing.
And Kylie fans won't be able to help but compare the two of them.
Yeah,
because Kylie had her showgirl era as well, and she was fabulous.
Yeah, but she didn't have 41 minutes of lyrics scrolling on the screen.
Oh, but don't you just love watching a lyric video kind of compilation? It's going to be amazing. And she even has the George Michael kind of bit in it.
Does she?
Is it Father Figure? Is that the song? I think she's using that in one of her songs.
Oh, wow.
George Michael was not a father figure to Taylor Swift. Was he?
Yeah, she loves George Michael. But
They couldn't have known each other.
No, but the song Father Figure.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. I was just trying to do my dates there. It was like, she'd have been very young to have known George Michael.
Because he died in 2016.
Yeah, but you can like music of people who are, you
know, who are dead.
Oh my God.
Oh. Anyway, you're going to go see that.
I am George Michael is dead. He's get not, rid of that album.
He's not in the screening. He's not in the screening. But there'll be, anyway, it'll be hardcore heads only.
Right.
And I'm going in the name of study and
You're to be commended. You're to be commended. So, you both want to mention the final thing, which is celebrity traitors. What a list.
This list is unbelievable. And I can't believe you're going to see Taylor on the Sunday, because this is out on Sunday, BBC One.
No, Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday.
Premiered on Sunday.
No, okay, here we go.
Read out the list for people who don't know.
So we've got Alan Carr, Kat Burns, who's a singer-songwriter. For me, I think the standouts are Paloma Faith, Stephen Fry is going on this, and Jonathan Ross.
Charlotte Church, Claire Balding, Tom Daly. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a
Lucy
massive...
Bowman, love Lucy. Joe Wilkinson. I've got my money on... No, not my money. I just want to win either Charlotte Church or Joe Wilkinson because I love them so much.
Yeah.
I think Alan Carr's going to be
Is this because it's the first season, it's such a phenomenon? In a few years, the celebrity version of Traitors...
Oh, yeah, it'll be absolutely
Love
crap.
Island.
In the US, it's a more reality
somebody who operates a sewing machine in the Knickers factory in Coronation Street.
No, this is going to be intense. But what's fascinating about the celebrity version is that they all kind of know each other. So whereas the public one, you don't know anybody. Here you're going in going, either I think they're sketchy anyway, I don't like them, or think. And if I was going in, Stephen Fry would be the first gone. Because I'm immediately going, he's too smart to be in here. He'll either take me out or he'll play the game too well.
I'm shocked he's doing it. Like Stephen Fry.
Watch it. Like, it's so such a big show. The minute, you know, and it's for charity. The winner gets 100,000 for charity.
Oh, wow.
But it's, I think it's going to be fantastic. But they won't be able to stop themselves having, they're going in going, oh, you're funny, but I don't trust you.
So we need to, because we don't have access, and this is why we want to bring it up, because we don't have access to BBC iPlayer.
Oh, yes, you're going to watch it live.
You were going to, so
Wednesday, Thursday.
So it's not on Sundays now.
Wednesday, Thursday, so the 8th and 9th next week, and then every 9 episodes.
And do yourselves a favour, if it's something you want to watch, don't say I'll go and set the recorder later. Go now. Go to your TV. Fast forward and set series link, and then you can watch it.
Box off.
Yeah.
Starting on Wednesday, Celebrity Traitors UK is our final recommendation. Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.